Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners. It's Curry Cup final time. It's the Sharks against Western Province, the last big domestic game of the year. And as both teams played exceptionally well in the semi-finals, but they were the teams that played tactically well, but weren't the teams that played the attacking rugby.
Well, this time of the season, smart rugby is needed. And I made the smart choice last week. But that said, both teams played well to get to the finals.
Two things stood out. One, big defense by both sides, yeah. Western Province and the Sharks, in those semi-finals. And two, the key moments they won. If you look where the Bulls lost the semi-final, those two key moments, the scrum off Ivan Fancel, one that horrible pass on his line, and the other one, the charge down kick. Those were two tries that was the difference in the game. Same in the Western Province game. It was key moments that Western Province won that the Lions couldn't exploit. They couldn't get their attack going. And the team that gets the attack going and is defensively sound in the final is going
to
win it.
The Lions, I guess, to some province, I don't know what happened in terms of their attack. There was no fluidity that they normally play with, which will be a different case against with the Sharks. The Sharks have a simple game plan and they execute rather well. If they take that into the final and they cut down on the mistakes, it should be a very, very close final.
If I look at the difference in my book between the two sides, I think the Sharks forwards are probably a bit better than province's forwards. And that's going to be the key for them. If their forwards get on top, I don't see them losing. And then, of course, the battle of the Flyers will be Robert Napier, Kerwin Bosch. Big game there.
The Flyers, for me, it's give or take. The big battle is the forwards. Mm-hmm. The one thing that the Western Province forwards did exceptionally well last week, they played well as a unit, whether it's the breakdown, whether it's attacking the collision points. They did that in decent numbers. The cohesion among the forwards was very nice to see. Against a very organized Sharks pack as well, which wasn't as great as I thought they'd be against the Bulls. It should be an interesting battle.
And a big forward, a front row confrontation.
Yeah.
Thomas Dutoy and Wilco Lowe, that should be another one that's going to be interesting to watch as well. Prediction time. Last one, big one for the domestic season. I reckon the Sharks forwards are going to probably shade it. Home ground advantage. I'm going to give it to them by probably 3 to 5 points.
The Sharks will not handle the pressure of playing at home. Western Province will travel to Durban and come back with a decent trophy.
Of course, there's a couple of Pro 14 games as well before and after the Curry Cup final. Those will all be live on SuperSport 1.
And we'll be live streaming all the action on our DStv Now app.
And if you're going to watch the Curry Cup final, you want to give Thunder some stick. He's doing a vlog on Saturday, so give him some stick there.
Yeah,
but one thing is true, Robert Dupree is going to hold the cup on Saturday.
Well done, Robert Dupree Jr. on another Curry Cup final.
Robert Dupree Sr. won't have a 90-second press conference, I'm sure. Anyway, we'll see you guys. We won't be here next week. That's, of course, the end of the domestic season. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time when the Springboks are overseas on their end-of-year tour. See you then.
Go, Junior.